we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we are thankful that you have tuned in to this great radio station today. You might be listening at 8:30, you might be listening at 5 o'clock, you might be listening at 10:30 on WWBC 1510 AM. But however you are choosing to spend this Friday morning with us, we are thankful that you have tuned in. You might be even listening on demand through the website WMIEFM.com, and we are thankful for that. You can, by the way, you can get that radio station on your smartphone through the TuneIn app as well. You can find it there, and wherever you are around the globe, you can be listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. You just have to calculate what time frame you are listening to. But we are glad that you have chosen to be a part of what God is doing today. We want to invite you out to our services this weekend. We are going to be having Sunday school at 9:30, worship at 10:30. We do not have a Sunday night service this week or again next week, and so we ask that you make that adjustment on your calendars. We have some that are only available to come on nighttime services. We apologize for that. I will be traveling away to our district council. It's our annual business meeting for the Assemblies of God ministers here in the Peninsular Florida district. And so I will be away attending that Monday and Tuesday. But I will be preaching on Wednesday. And so we invite you to come on out and be a part of what God is doing at Merritt Assembly of God. We're excited. We got our 65th anniversary service just right around the corner. Jerry Hill, the widow of Steve Hill, the evangelist that God used to bring revival to America back in the mid-1990s, is going to be with us June the 10th and 11th with a message of revival, repentance, and healing. And so if you would put on your calendar June 10th at 6:30, June 11th at 10:30 in the morning, you are going to be blessed. She has a very tender heart, and just felt like God wanted me to invite her to come to Merritt Assembly of God. They have said that they're looking forward to us being here. We are on their calendar of events. And so if you want to find out a little bit more about her, you can go to Together in the Harvest Ministries, and you can find out more about her and her work. Let me see. I believe it's Together in the Harvest. You can also find out about it at stevehill.org, but I believe it's TogetherInTheHarvest.com is what I believe the website is there. I just don't have that listed out here on this piece of paper. But she has a mentoring program for ladies. If you'd like to be a part of that, a school of evangelism that's online, if you would like to be a more effective soul winner, and we pray that you'll check that out. And if you can't attend, would you please join us in praying that God would move mightily by His Spirit as we continue to reach out to this lost and hurting world. Amen. So Friday, we are in Isaiah, the 63rd chapter, Isaiah chapter 63, and we are going to read a few verses today. We're going to read verses 7 through 10 and focus on those. And it says this: I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed upon us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which He has bestowed on them according to His mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not lie. So he became their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bore them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. So this is a great way for us to launch into the weekend. I know a couple of weeks ago I preached taught here on the radio that it was time to give up out of Isaiah chapter 61, that there are some things that we have to give up so that we can receive something better. If you want to be refreshed as to what that was, well, we have to give up ashes so that God can give us beauty. We have to give up mourning so that God will give us the oil of joy. And we have to give up the spirit of heaviness for the garment of praise. I will tell you this, that anytime God asks us to give him something, he's got something better in its place. Anytime he asks you for anything, he is not going to be a debtor to any man. So whenever I give him his tithe, which is the 10% of whatever I have, whatever God brings in, that's not something that I'm giving to him. I'm just allocating what was his portion. And then he says, because you have done that, I'm going to multiply and increase. The 90% is going to go farther than the 100%. I'm going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. I'm going to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you can't contain. And I don't know about you, but I need that sort of provision in my life. So that was what we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Today I want to tell you what Isaiah says here, and he says, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies. It just builds on, there's a lot of accordings there. There's an according to all that the Lord has bestowed upon us. There's an according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. So there's a lot of things there. It says, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. There's loving kindnesses that is mentioned in verse number 7. It ends in verse 7, according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. And it goes on and it talks about his mercies being bestowed upon the children of Israel and everything that has been bestowed upon us. You see, you and I are not deprived. The devil will try and get you to believe that God is mad at you, that he is acting in a manner that is not fitting for children to be treated with. I want you to understand that God's demeanor towards his children who are walking in obedience to him, it is an expression of his loving kindnesses that he's bestowed upon them, that he's given to us, that he's lavished upon us, that he's laid upon us. Today, you and I, as we walk in obedience, if you will, we are overwhelmed with the loving kindnesses of God. It is not a singular act. It is an act that has been repeated multiple times over. It is not an event. It is a lifestyle where you and I are living in the loving kindness of God. The only place in this passage where it is where the wrath of God is talked about and that he has fought against his children is at verse number 10, where it says, but they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. You see, grieving the Holy Spirit is something that is mentioned in the Old Testament, is mentioned in the New Testament, and I don't believe it's something that we should take lightly. I don't believe that I'm going to embrace rebellion, because embracing rebellion grieves the Holy Spirit and it positions me as an enemy of God instead of an heir that God wants me to be. So let's talk about the loving kindnesses of the Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You see, it was the loving kindness of God that Jesus left the throne of glory and came and dwelt among us. God is love. It is his primary motivation. Everything that he does for you and I is because he loves us. He acts on our behalf. He says, I'm going to mention them. I'm going to talk about them. And so I want to ask you, when was the last time that you talked about something good that God has done for you? When was the last time? You see, we as human beings have a tendency to be inclined towards complaining instead of giving thanks. I was watching a leadership video here a few weeks ago, and in this video, this guy who travels in socioeconomic and spheres that I don't travel in, he said he was eating at a restaurant, and he asked his waiter, he said, "Is the manager here?" And the waiter said, "Is everything okay?" And he said, "Well, I just need to speak to the manager." And so he went, and the manager came over and said, "Is everything all right?" Because almost every time whenever you ask for the manager, there's a problem. And he said, is the service satisfactory? And he said, "Well, actually, no, the service is not satisfactory." He said, "I want to tell you that I travel around. I eat at a lot of five-star eating establishments. I eat at some of the finest restaurants in the world. And I just wanted to let you know that the server that you have at this restaurant is a five-star server. This restaurant is much better because of the service that this person has given me today. And I just wanted to make you aware of what an exceptional talent you have." And he said, because of that conversation, it meant so much more to me, or to that person that I was complimenting, because I mentioned it to the supervisor instead of just mentioning it to him. And I want to ask you today, when was the last time you bragged about God to your coworkers? When was the last time when you cried out to God and he heard you? When was the last time you had an unexpected blessing that came your way? You see, the loving kindness of God is not just manifest in salvation. God is looking to be involved in the wholeness of our very being. Today, I want you to know that God is concerned about your health. He is concerned about your marriage. He is concerned about your finances. He is concerned about your kids. He is concerned about your spiritual life. He is concerned about everything in your life. Listen, if he is so attentive that he numbers the hairs on your head and he knows the thoughts and intents of your heart, how much more attention could God lavish on you? Let's do our part and mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us. When was the last time that we stopped to say, "Wow, God, you have bestowed so many blessings upon me"? How about that breath you just took in? How about thanking him that you are able to breathe in and breathe out without any, I mean, it just happened naturally. But God bestowed that upon you. See, I do not have enough faith to believe in the haphazard, incomprehensible statistics, that probabilities that it would take to believe that there was so much diversity that happened all in one planet, and all of it just came together by some sort of cosmic accident. It was just a statistical anomaly. I don't have enough faith to believe in that. You see, what I discovered is that a few years ago is that my eye is a much more complex organism than what I thought it was. It it's a more a complex organ. It's very complicated. People go to school and practice for years just to be able to understand what is going on. And yet there are still things that baffle doctors and scientists as to why things happen the way that they do. And I want you to know that I'm thankful for the sight that God has bestowed upon me. I'm thankful for the breath in my lungs. I'm thankful for limbs that move. I'm thankful for the ability to produce wealth. I'm thankful for my voice that I can come and share the word of God. I'm thankful for the vehicles that God has blessed me with so that I can be able to get back and forth to the radio station. I'm thankful for a roof over my head. You see, I knew what it was like at one point in time to live in a place that didn't have heat and it didn't have air conditioning. I knew what it was like when there were more termites in the church than there were people in the church. I knew what it was like when we couldn't get the heat to turn on in the sanctuary and we needed it. I'm thankful for the people at Merit Assembly of God that once I could number on my hands, and now there are over 130 or 140 different people that rotate their attendance through Merit Assembly of God on a regular basis. I'm thankful for the things that God has bestowed upon us. And so we have good reason to praise him. Don't ever let the devil convince you that you don't have a reason to praise God. Don't be so temporally minded. Don't get your eyes fixated on that which is temporary and which will blind you to that which is forever. God is good to you, and he is good to me. You say, well, God hadn't been good to me. And I will tell you, I can sit with you and I can probably find something for you to give God praise about in just a matter of seconds. If the longer you give me, the more reason that I'm going to be able to find. You see, I know what it's like to go with your wife to the doctor and the doctor come out and say, I'm sorry, there is nothing that we can do for you in this condition that you are dealing with, and realize the disappointment and the discouragement on my wife's face as those words came into her hearing. And I was able to say, you know what? We're going to praise God, because all that means is that when God delivers you of this affliction, when he takes care of this problem, that they're not going to get the praise, that God is going to get the praise. I know what it is like when my wife was told on three different occasions that she might have a health condition that would terrify and scare the willies out of other people. And instead, God gave her a clean bill of health at every turn. And finally they said, look, we don't know what that is, but we know what it's not. God bless you. Have a great day. I know what it is like. I know what it is like for God to prepare you before you go into a trial and say, look, there is a season of adversity coming, but if you will stand in faith, if you will make me your shelter, you will find that I am greater than the storm. And the storm might draw close to you, but it will not affect you. I know what that is like. And so I can praise him for the thankfulness of God. Don't buy the lie. Don't buy the lie that the enemy has to tell you that God has been mean and cruel and he's holding out on you. You see, that is what got Eve to partake of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and know that was not a good thing for her to do. It was an act of disobedience, and disobedience is never right. And what had happened was the serpent had said, hey, God's holding out on you. He knows that if you partake of this, you're going to be just like him. Listen, God wants you to have him as your role model, as your example, as to how to do life. He is our example for how to live a holy life. He is our example for how to operate in uprightness. He is our example for how to parent. He is our example for how to be a husband or to be a wife. He is our example on how to do marriage. He is our example of how to survive adversity. He is our example. We have every reason to praise him. According to all that the Lord has bestowed upon us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he bestowed on them according to his mercies. okay? And like I like to remind people about the mercy of God. Mercy is me not getting what I do deserve. And so it says, he bestowed great goodness on the house of Israel according to his mercies. God is a merciful God. As Jeremiah writes in Lamentations, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. It's one of the most oft repeated phrases in the scriptures. For the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. It was supposed to be the declaration of the people of God whenever a statement of truth was made. Their response was, the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. So you can praise him today because of his great mercy. According to the multitude of his loving kindnesses, for he said, surely they are my people. Do you realize what a great privilege it is? You see, Israel was not chosen because she was the greatest of nations, but she was the least of nations. You were not chosen because of your great beauty, your great skill, your great influence. You were not chosen so that God could exploit you and your giftings. God's not into exploiting. He's into empowering. And so when he calls us my people, it is a great privilege and a great honor. We have been chosen. Because of him, you and I are the cream of the crop. Because of him and his choosing us unto us has been committed the faith that is to be contended for once and for all. Today, the kingdom of God is not blessed because of me. Today I am blessed because God has chosen me to be part of his kingdom. And the good news is that he's still looking for people. I had a gentleman that came to my office here a little over a week ago, and he was wanting to talk with us about the adoption process. And so if you are interested in adoption, you can call us at Merit Assembly of God. We will put you in contact with him. We have Assemblies of God ministers that they're very actively involved in adoptions out of the foster care system. This person is that I met with, he's involved very much in special needs cases, which is anything other than just basically a singular child that's under the age of 7. These might be older kids that might be multiple kid families or multiple siblings in the family. And so this is what he does. If you're interested in that, you can give us a call. We can put you in contact with him. And you can be instrumentally used by God to help raise up people who are believers or children who may have been abandoned or neglected or gone through a difficult season, and you can help train them up in the ways of God. We can put you in contact with him. My people who are called by my name. You know, so here's some weeks ago, my wife and I, we had to go get our driver's license. And for her, it was a lot more challenging than it was for me. You see, you have to, when your name has changed, you've got to be able to prove that name change. Now, if you've got a passport, that really helps speed up the process. There are some other documentation that you need. But today, I want you to know that when God became our Father, we became his children, and we carry his name. And you would be amazed at the number of times that it talks about in the Bible that he did this for his name. And when he does something for his name, he not only does it on his behalf, he does it on behalf of his kids. It says, so surely they are my people, children who will not lie. So he became their Savior, and in all their affliction he was afflicted. And so that's in verse number 9. I want you to know that if you are going through difficult waters, if you're traveling through a season of adversity and affliction, that you are not alone, that God is with you in that journey. Today, if you are listening in a nursing home or a hospital room or a prison cell, you may not be able to see him with your eyes, but I assure you that the presence of the Lord is right there with you. God has not abandoned you. He's right there with you. You see, one of the greatest fears that we have as human beings is the thought of being alone. And I want you to know that the presence of God, there is no substitute. You see, a lot of times people will look for other people to fill that void. I want to mention something. I've got a star by it here in my Bible. It says, and the angel of his presence saved them. Can we just believe God for his presence to be manifest in our services? Because it is God's presence that is really what people need. It is knowing that he is right there with them. Listen, when we come to church, it is not about the speech that I'm going to give, if you want to put it in that terms. It's not about my oratorical skills. It's not about my humor, anything like that. It must be about the presence of God. And I want you to know that with the presence of God, God will turn your turmoil into triumph. He will turn it into a testimony. And so I pray that we would realize that there is no program, no person, no power that will ever be a substitute for his presence. Okay. If you do have people in your life today, can I encourage you this? Don't take them for granted. Don't take them for granted, but instead be thankful for them. Thankful for the presence that you have in your life. Father, right now, in the name of the Lord, we will praise you and thank you for the tender mercies and the loving kindness of God. Lord, the blessings you have bestowed upon us are greatly appreciated and too numerous to count. Lord, today we thank you that we are your people called by your name and that you are our Savior. And Lord, today we thank you most of all for your presence, for which there is no substitute. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I will sing to be a man for my King. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion.